A new state-by-state study of flagship public universities by the Hechinger Report ranks the University of Delaware the fifth least diverse campus in the United States. The study is based on 2015 enrollment numbers. Up-to-date data collected by WHYY shows the university has made some improvements, but the Newark, Delaware campus still struggles to attract black students, as WHYY's Zoe Reed reports.
Hechinger, a nonprofit news organization focused on education, reports 33% of Delaware public high school graduates in 2015 were black. But only 6% of the University of Delaware's freshman class was black. Only four flagship universities in the South had bigger gaps. The University of Mississippi ranked the worst. After years of criticism, Delaware hired a diversity provost in 2014 and announced a plan of action the following year. 2017 data collected by WHYY shows some improvements have been made since then, particularly among Latinos and Asians. But of UD's 18,144 main campus undergraduates, only 5.2% are black. State Representative J.J. Johnson says that must change.
If we were able to address the concerns in African-American community, you know, especially here in Delaware, we'd be able to address some of the inequities that we have in the state. I'm thinking about African-Americans in key positions throughout the state, and looking at the University of Delaware is probably similar to the concerns that people have with the state government as a whole.
UD's Vice Provost of Diversity, Carol Henderson, says improvements have been made. She points to its 2017 Insight into Diversity Higher Education Excellence in Diversity Award. UD was one of 80 schools to receive the honor from the publication that tracks diversity in higher education. However, it was not one of the 16 named diversity champions.
I think we're making great strides. There's always room for improvement. While we're not where we would like to be, having that national recognition went a long way to say that we're on the road to improvement. So we are making progress. I've seen a shift in the culture here.
Still, more than 78% of students on main campus are white. While the Hispanic population has increased by 87 students since 2016, and Asian students increased by 24 in that same time period, the number of black students remains stagnant at 951. It's the same as last year, but since the total student population increased, the actual percentage fell slightly. Jimmy Issa, a junior at the university who is black and Muslim, says his community service fraternity and the school's student center, where he holds a job, make a noticeable effort to ensure diversity. But he says the university can do better.
As a campus as a whole, I don't know. I don't believe we're making an improvement. I think it's slight, if anything. I know there's some work to be done.
Perhaps the issue starts with admissions. Data shows about 68% of applicants are white. Of the black students that do apply, about 34% are offered admission, and 30% of those enroll. The university has made progress on its 32-page list of goals to improve diversity. It set aside funds to recruit faculty and create opportunities for minority students, and evaluated its multicultural courses. Dr. Freeman Williams, vice president of the NAACP's Newark chapter, says he believes the university is making an effort.
Is everything perfect? Of course not. Is there a lot of work ahead of us? Of course. But I think there's a real willingness and a real cooperative attitude and atmosphere with all the parties involved.
Williams and Representative Johnson suggest a first step could be outreach to African Americans that goes beyond the typical high school recruiting visits. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.